Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. If you haven't been healed yet today, God isn't done yet. He's still got some things. He always affirms his word. Amen. Amen. I was reminded in Revelations chapter 1 that there was a threefold blessing. You're blessed when you read, you're blessed when you hear, and you're blessed when you keep God's word. It's a threefold blessing. Today, what's important is that you open your ears to hear. Amen? Amen. Somebody's going to be talking to you today. God sent me to speak to you today. So we're just going to be open our receptors and be sensitive to listen. Amen? Because he wants to do something in every heart and every life of every last one that's in the room. You know, the Apostle Paul, we've been, this is part three of the message, No Prophet Without Manifestation. In 1 Corinthians 12, 7, the Bible says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Okay? So there's a benefit, there's a profit. Every time we get together, each and every one that's gathered here has gifts that God has given them. And as these gifts are activated, they become a blessing to everyone that's in the room, and even blessing to those that may not be in the room. Today we had the opportunity to send the word. A couple weeks ago, Diane, did we not send the word to Jackson? Was his name Jackson? And did Jackson get a clean report? He didn't have cancer? Amen? Amen? So it's important for us that the word and prayer has power. It has power. Last week we spoke to you out of verse number 8. We talked about words of wisdom and words of knowledge. And again, every Sunday, this is an open mic. And it'll be on. There's an open opportunity. And so that we know that you have something, that the Lord's leading you in something, if you would go there, then we could tell that you have something. And we'll give you opportunity to share. Because, hey, if it isn't manifested, it's not going to benefit anybody, is it? If I have all these gifts and I keep them wrapped up and I don't open them up, what benefit are they to anyone? So as God's given gifts to all of us, it's so important for us to allow faith to activate the gifts. Everyone in the room has a measure of faith. Amen? There isn't no one that's left out. God has something for each and every one. And it's kind of interesting today being Miracle Healing Sunday that today he wants to speak to us about faith and the gifts of healing in verse number 9. This faith isn't the measure of faith that you get like all of us have. This is a faith that comes supernaturally, that gives you supernatural faith for an occasion. Amen? Amen? Sometimes when you may be praying or somebody's going through something, God may give you supernatural faith to step in the gap and step into that. It doesn't mean that you always have that gift. Some walk with the supernatural faith, but most of the time he gives as he wills, severally as he wills. So we might be in this thing, and one day you might be operating the gift of wisdom. Next week you might have the gift of faith, amen, by the same Spirit. And the gifts of healing gifts is charisma. It's an endowment. It's a miraculous endowment that God gives. So if God is saying to us in 1 Corinthians 12, these things are to be in operation, he is saying that faith, healing, and miracles are gifts to the body that should be taking place as we gather. Amen. So we shouldn't be, my brother Bill has said before, we shouldn't be surprised when they happen. We should be more surprised that they don't. Amen. Amen. And so today we're going to take a little journey in God's word. And again, this is about the manifestation of the Spirit being profitable to everybody in the room. We're talking about supernatural faith and healing today. And the Lord led me somewhere where I just want to go into a text and speak out of that text today on these two things, on faith and healing. So if you would turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 8. We're going to begin to read with verse number 41. When you're there, say amen. Because we all want to be in the same place. We're blessed when we read, hear, and keep. Amen. Sometimes you might only hear, sometimes you may read, sometimes you may, you know, we all have the opportunity to keep what's said. Again, remember something here today, and it's so important. You're not going to receive your gift or your blessing unless you let your faith activate it. Amen. And as you let your faith activate, God's going to step in. He's going to do something in your heart and life. But let's look at this account of Jesus in Luke 8. And beginning to read with verse number 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay dying. But as he went to the people, thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody have touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house and suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden, and all wept and bewailed her, but he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them out, all out, and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. The title of this message today is simply, "With No Prophet Without Manifestation." We're still talking about the gifts of the Spirit being activated. We're talking about the gifts of faith and healing that's taking place in the body of believers. But there's three things I want to share out of this text with you today. One, the touch of faith. Two, the test of faith. And three, the treasure of faith. The touch, the test, and the treasure. Okay, are you with me? Can we all just lift our word, and you're going to get it here in a minute. So let's lift our word together, and let's make a declaration in the house together. Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, for I am listening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen." Father, we're so grateful, Lord, that you sent your word to this house, to this day, for this day, to accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father, I pray that you speak through me, Father God. May the words that come forth bring life to every hearer. May they be edified and encouraged and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory and the honor and the praise. Just as the Apostle Paul said that his speech and his preaching was not with words of wisdom of men, but by spirit and power, that their faith may not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So, Father, I pray today that you be glorified, that you be magnified, that you be exalted by the word, the preaching and teaching of your word, and may you affirm it with signs and wonders to follow. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
First, we're going to look at verse number 46. Verse 46. It says, and Jesus said, somebody have touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. This word virtue comes from the Greek word dunamis, and it means healing power. There was power. He felt power going out. But I want to focus your attention first on the word haptomai, touched. Haptomai means to be attached. It means to take a hold of. It means to come in contact with. The woman came in contact with the Lord. It just wasn't a spoken word. There was contact made. Jesus said in Mark 16, 15, he said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Haptomai, attach yourself to. Now go with me to Matthew 18 just for a moment. I just want to clarify something to you. Jesus said, and you can write down these notes. If you're going to try to keep up with me in your word, you might have a difficult time keeping up. And I encourage you to take a pencil and a piece of paper and write it down, because right now the word is to be heard. You're hearing. You're blessed when you read, blessed when you hear, blessed when you keep. Keep your receptor open. Amen. I want to get something in your head today. Amen. If I can get it in your head, I can get it into your heart. If I can get it in your heart, it's going to start coming out of your mouth. You know, in Matthew 18, I just want to clarify something. In verse 19, it says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they ask. This word touching from Jesus comes from the Greek word peri. It's spelled P-E-R-I. And that means to harmonize with. Jesus isn't talking about attaching here. He's talking about harmonizing. And we come into harmony here. We come into harmony as a body. We come into unity as a body. That's how the Spirit is manifested and starts producing and profiting the people, because we're in unity together. Amen? We're all in unity. We're in harmony. And he said, touching anything they shall ask of my, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I'm in the midst of them. But what I want to speak to you this morning is that the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years touched him. Touched the haptomai. Look with me in Matthew chapter 8. Look at your neighbor and say, the touch of faith.
The touch of
faith. Amen. You with me? Look at look at one on the other side. Say, the touch of faith.
Faith.
Haptomai. Say, haptomai. I'm going to attach to you. I'm going to connect. Yeah. God's making a Holy Ghost connection here. Come on now. You know, there was a leper that came to Jesus in Matthew 8. Now, when I'm speaking about a leper here, here's what I want you to understand. If you have any skin disease, skin cancer, moles, psoriasis, anything that's attached to your skin is going to flow in this thing here, okay? This leper had a skin disease. It was a visible sign. It was like everybody knew you were a leper. They didn't have to guess that you were a leper. You were covered with lesions, okay? You were covered. Maybe it may be herpes. You may have herpes. That's a skin disease. That's an ulcer. That's a thing. And he said in Matthew 8, chapter 2, and behold, excuse me, chapter 8, verse 2, and behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and haptomai him and attached to him. And he said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy was cleaned. Okay? You hear me? There was a thing. So when someone asks you to come so that they may lay hands on you and pray, that is haptomai. That is when my faith or their faith joins with your faith, and then there's action that takes place. That leper came to Jesus. Jesus didn't go looking for the leper. The leper came to Jesus. That woman with the issue of blood, Jesus wasn't looking for the woman with the issue of blood. The woman with the issue of blood was looking for Jesus. Amen. And she had an expectation if she could only get there and touch him that she would be healed. Amen. So there's something about the attachment. As a matter of fact, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 14, in the same chapter of Matthew 8, it says, and when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid sick with a fever, and he touched her hand. In other words, he attached himself to her. Haptomai. He attached to her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Amen. Amen. In other words, there was a healing touch that flowed. Look at Matthew chapter 9. Here are two blind men that come to Jesus. And verse 28 in Matthew 9, it says that when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto him, believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes. Haptomai. He attached to their eyes and said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. Look at your neighbor and say, the touch of faith. Turn with me to Matthew 17. Matthew 17, we have the Mount of Transfiguration. Now, we have Peter, James, and John that go up and witness the transfiguration of Jesus. Jesus is transfigured before them. I can't even imagine what that looked like. Amen? And Jesus was transfigured before them, and Moses and Elijah was there with Jesus on the Mount. We know Moses and Elijah are the two witnesses that are going to witness to the Jews during the tribulation. That's the priest and the prophet, okay? That's the two witnesses that are coming. They were in the transfiguration there on the Mount. Yeah, you know, but did you notice that Peter, James, and John was with Jesus? Even though Jesus had 12 disciples, he had a couple that he kept close to them. You know, you notice when he went into Jairus' daughter's room, who did he take with him? Peter, James, and John. Amen? But Peter, James, and John, they're up there at the Mount, and they're seeing all these miraculous things of Jesus, and all of a sudden, they see Jesus transfigured in front of them. And they were freaked out. Hello? You talk about see a ghost? they were freaked out. And the word of God says in Matthew chapter 17, verse 7, and Jesus came and touched them, haptomai, attached to them. And he said, arise and be not afraid. How many are going through something right now that there's a fear that's trying to grip you? You got a report that didn't sound good. Amen. And all of a sudden, fear is to grip you. But God wants you to hear something about today. First, number one, the touch of faith. He touched me.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame, Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Hallelujah. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, hey, it's nothing but a touch of faith. Touch of faith. Touch of faith. Amen. Everybody with me? Praise God. Amen. Now turn with me back to Luke chapter 8, verse number 49. How? The Bible says in verse 49 that while he yet spake, there cometh one from the rulers of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. In other words, this is the test of faith. In other words, Jesus got a bad report. In the natural, there was a bad report. Jesus in the spiritual gave him a good report. Hello, I want you to understand when in the natural you get a bad report, God can give you in the spiritual a good report, and I believe the good report is stronger than the bad report. Amen, because we are spirit, body, mind, and soul, and spirit, and the things happen from within. Your healing begins from the inside out, not the outside in. Amen. So when I was looking at that, I was looking at the report. Turn with me to Romans chapter 10. It's a familiar scripture. Verse number 16. The Bible says, But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as you're gathered in this room today and your ears are open and receptive, your faith is coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God's words being spoken, so your faith should increase. And as the prophet, as the apostle Paul was writing about Isaiah here, he was making reference to Isaiah 53. So turn back to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53:1 says, who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says we were healed. Amen. And in other words, what God is saying, whose report are you going to believe? Whose report are you going to believe? He got a good report. The child was dead. But Jesus said, nah, he's going to be whole. Amen. So look with me in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. This is the faith chapter. But Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith. Faith for now. Faith for this moment. Faith for right now. Okay, not faith for next week, next month, next year, but I'm talking about now faith. I'm talking about faith for today. I'm talking about faith for this moment. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. The elders obtained a good report. The elders obtained a good report. And as we call you together to lay hands on you and all the elders to lay hands on you, we're believing the report of the Lord. We're not believing the report of the doctor. The doctor will prove your healing, but we're believing God and his word. He's not a man that he should lie. He said it. We believe it. Amen? So if you look at that in James chapter 5, and we put that to practice, James 5, 14 says, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Hey, I'm a pastor, but I'm also an elder. There's other elders, but I operate in the office of an elder. Amen? And I believe when we lay hands on you, we believe you're going to recover. Amen? I believe that little growth in your granddaughter's neck has to go. There's not an option. It has to go. It's done. It's finished. It's over. I believe your house is taken care of. Amen? I believe that every lie that the adversary told you during that storm that you just went through is lies. He's twisted things around. He made things look one way, but they were never really that way. He knew exactly what would take you. He knew exactly how he could get in the door. But God wants you to know, Randall, that God has a plan in your life. He's called you. He's not going to change his mind. The call of God is irrevocable in you. He is not going to change his mind. He declares you as his child. He declares you as a mighty man of God. That weapons, everything the enemy has tried to form against you, none of them is going to prosper. We bind every last one in the name of Jesus. We take authority over them. You're a mighty man of God. You're anointed. You're called. Your family needs it. You need it. We need it. Hallelujah. We need you. The body needs you. God needs you. He didn't create you without a need for you. Hallelujah. He's got a need for you. He's not going to change his mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. That adversary is such a liar. He is such a liar. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts a standard against them. There's so many things that we don't understand, but God says, just hold on. Trust me. Keep your eyes upon me. I'm doing something in your midst. You may not understand it. You may not understand it now, but you will. I'll show you. I'll reveal things to you that you never would ever imagine even knowing or seeing. God is doing it. Hallelujah. God is doing it. She had two funerals this week of friends. Hallelujah. The enemy's come to kill, steal, and destroy, but God has come to give life. And abundance, not just halfway. We serve a great big God. Amen. He's a big God. When I see God, he fills the room. Amen. You know, I thought I've seen some big guys like Quentin walk in the room, and Quentin's just like a pimple on the father's back. Amen. Not to call you a pimple or anything, man. Just as the sake of illustration, we serve a great big, big God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go back to our text. We find that the touch of faith. We faith, you know, hey, that father, Jairus' faith was really tested, don't you think? He already got a report that his daughter was already dead, but he had more trust in Jesus. He kept going in the same direction. Let's go, Jesus. It isn't over till it's over. Amen. It ain't over till it's over. And I know that you've heard so many reports. You may have reports that stack on top of stacks, on top of stacks, on top of stacks. But God is Jehovah Rapha. He is the God that heals. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he does not change. Amen. He does not change. That is something that I can connect to. Amen. That's something he isn't a hyperchondriac, or he isn't so moved and he's going to do this today. Well, that didn't work and we'll try this. Oh, that didn't work and we'll try this. No, he's the only steady thing we got. Hallelujah. Times and seasons may change, but he remains the same. Hallelujah. So we find the touch of faith and the test of faith. Also, we have the treasure of faith. In verse 54 of Luke chapter 8, he says, "And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, Maid, arise. That's right. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat." It's kind of interesting because he wanted to show them not only was she did she raise, but it just wasn't a spirit man. A spirit can't eat. He wanted to show them that that's a physical body that was raised from the dead, has life again, and it's going to eat some meat. Amen? Amen. And that's the treasure of faith. The treasure of faith. By his stripes, we are healed. Amen. That we are healed. That we are, we are, we are, we are. So look with me in Acts chapter 28. In this treasure. You know, when I began, remember we said that Jesus commanded to go preach the gospel with every creature. He that believeth and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast up devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We find in Acts 28, the Apostle Paul was shipwrecked. He's starting a fire. And there's a viper that comes out of the fire and attaches to his hand. You shall take up serpents. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 4, when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he have escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when they should have swollen and fallen down dead suddenly, but after they looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. And the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of the fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed." Amen. Matter of fact, in Acts chapter 5, in verse 14, when it said, "The believers, the more and more were added to the Lord, multitudes and multitudes, insomuch as they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on the beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing might overshadow some of them. There also came a multitude out of the cities round about into Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one." They were healed every one. What is God saying to you and I today, simply in his message today? That to another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in the house. We find that there's a touch of faith that God has called men and women to lay hands on you, to pray for you. There's the test of faith. Everyone is going to be tested. Hello? He said, "In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And we have the treasure of faith. Amen? By his stripes we are healed. So if you turn with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in closing, he says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Simply in closing today is simply this. This is Miracle Healing Sunday. And God wants to heal you. God wants to heal you. He wants us to join your faith with our faith. Amen. So in the closing service of the closing today, and, And if you need prayer, if there's any issues in your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit, you know, he talked about having blood diseases, skin diseases, fever, bacteria, amen. Maybe your organs ain't functioning like they should be, amen. He's the healer. He's the healer of everything, amen. So if you're here and you need prayer, I just ask for you, just to get up from your chair and come up. Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. You know something? If you went to the doctor's office or you went to the hospital, and you're sitting in the waiting room, and the nurse comes out and calls your name, what do you do? Nah, I'm not going to see the doctor. I'm just going to keep this. I ain't going to see the doctor. What do? You get up and go. Hallelujah. So everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. Father, we thank you for, Father God, that you sent your word here today to accomplish what you sent it to do. And Father God, as you minister to men and women in the congregation today, Father God, that you're the healer, body, mind, soul, and spirit, sozo healing, Father God. And I ask you, if you need a touch in your body, would you please come?